Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, successful business people are the business people that have good memories. They're the people that remember about the mistakes that they made. They analyze them, they look at them, and they try not to make them again. And when they've made enough mistakes and still are in business, they start to make incredible profits because they don't have to repeat the same mistake. I can't believe I'm seeing it. I just can't believe it. I hear advertisements on the radio, low down payments. Don't worry about your credit, mortgage your house. Didn't we just go through this in 2008? And now people are back at it again. They're building. They're trying to sell houses. They're trying to sell them with the lowest possible down payments. Once again, didn't they remember what happened? People get comfortable. Now, we know that the economy hasn't boomed, but there has been a steady snail pace increase. Things certainly are better over the years from 2008, and the economy is better for many people. For some, it's not. But we now have business people who are forgetting the lessons of the past. They're forgetting about what happened. They're not paying attention to their expenses. They're hiring people that they don't need. They're not maximizing the potential of their business. They're not maximizing the work. They're not thinking about how to schedule the work, how to do it, how to get efficiency in their business. They're just going out and hiring people. Didn't they learn their lessons? You must consider the lessons of the past. There's a saying that history repeats itself, and it does. You can, if you're a student of history, if you study history and you see what the Roman society did back in Caesar's day, you can compare it to the Republic of the United States of America. It's repeating itself. It's the same behavior. It's the same thing. In business, it's the same thing. When things are booming, people get careless. When things start to increase, people get careless about their business. They get careless about their sales and their prospecting and their marketing. They're just along for the ride. They're headed on the sled down, right down the hill. They don't see that tree that they're going to bump into. So I want you to really think about decisions that you make. I want you to think about mistakes that you've made that you don't want to repeat. And here is the real benefit of being aware of what's going on in the world. I want you, the business person that you are, to look around, open your eyes, have vision, and see the mistakes that other people have made. And when you see the mistakes that they've made, you don't have to make them. Business success is about sales and prospecting and marketing and hiring the right people and doing the right things, but it's also about not making the mistake, not giving up the profits that you've earned because you weren't really thinking and you weren't really paying attention and your ego got in the way. Of course, not you. What you think, how you react, how you build that strong foundation of information and understanding will be the difference between a profit for 2015 and a loss for 2015. We know which way we want to go here. We don't want losses, so pay attention to the hour, pay attention to the minute, the hour, the day, the week, the year will take care of itself. So good thinking, no quick decisions. No just deciding that you're going to jump off and do something without thinking about it. Don't make the mistake. And when you don't do that, life is good. When you get impetuous and you aren't thinking about your business and you're getting your business bloated once again with too much payroll and not enough efficiency, the day of reckoning will come And we don't want that to happen, do we? And of course, as always, this is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you and to your success in 2015.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.